Starting in just a few days, the annual Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock procession will begin biking its way down Vancouver Island. Starting on the north end of the island, on Saturday, September 21, the 14 riders, along with their aid crew, will be stopping at Port Alice, Port Hardy, Port McNeil, Sayward, and all the communities on their way south. The 14-day, 1,200-kilometer bicycle ride has been one of the island's hallmark events since its inception in 1977. The riders, members of various emergency services departments from all across the island along with a few media riders, have trained both individually and together since April to prepare for this special trip. The real goal behind this grueling island holiday is to raise much-needed funding for childhood cancer research and for the opportunity for youngsters suffering the effects of cancer and its treatment to attend Camp Good Times. Good Times is a place where the children and their families can get away, even just for a while, and give kids an opportunity to be normal children. In its first year, Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock raised $325,000. Over the years, the annual ride has raised in excess of $26 million, and it's all been from donations from communities up and down Vancouver Island. The 2024 edition of the Tour de Rock will be arriving in Ladysmith around 10:30 a.m. on Monday, September 30. They will arrive at the upper parking lot of Country Grocer, where they will be greeted by the local committee and others. That day is the annual National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and all the schools, where riders often stop, will be closed. "We are hoping for a large crowd to be on hand to welcome these hardy riders," said Duck Patterson, one of the local volunteer committee members. "They have given amazingly for children, and we would hope that the Ladysmith community shows up to give them a huge welcome." "Ladysmith has always been a huge supporter of the riders in the tour and their cause," said Patterson. "This year has not been the greatest, though, as we had to cancel our largest local fundraiser, the Loggers Sports, so it's put us behind the eight ball. Our meager handfuls of volunteers are still going ahead with the Red Surge dinner that evening, which features members of the RCMP serving in their red dress uniforms along with members of the local fire rescue department. The event is a lot of fun, and the Eagles make an amazing meal and lots of it. This is a great opportunity to meet all the riders and hear their stories on why they are putting themselves through this. The dinner is on the Monday evening at the Eagles Hall. The doors open at 5:15 p.m. with dinner at 6:30 p.m. It's a popular event and tickets go pretty fast," said Patterson. "They are available at the Ladysmith and District Credit Union, or folks can call 250-246-0637. The cost is only $25 per person, and that's really cheap for a great meal and an evening of fun, and there is a bar as well. The event includes a silent and live auction, with a one-of-a-kind Tour de Rock bar fridge, along with door prizes and other goodies. We are very fortunate in having local business help us, and we owe a big thank you to Old Town Bakery, Country Grocer, Cisco Foods, and of course the Eagles," Patterson added.